1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Local leaders have sent Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers a letter telling him he has not done enough to ensure voters stay healthy during next month's election. April 7th election features the state's presidential primary and a state Supreme Court race. Some other states have postponed primaries in hopes of slowing down the coronavirus spread. But Evers has insisted Wisconsin's elections go on as scheduled. He's urging people to vote via absentee ballot. My village just sent me two absentee ballots the other day. Two.
Without you asking for them?
Nope, but without me asking for them at all. Addressed to...
So you can vote and send them back, both of them?
I didn't really look at them. All it said was absentee ballot, and then I was doing other things, so I just I'll get and look today. So, I don't know.
I think I'm okay going to the polls. I've been there. I can get in and out relatively quickly. It's pretty wide open in there.
Listen, this if is we're at the grocery store and we're still within the same amount of footage between yourself and the cashier, they can't really back you away from each other, or the bagger, for that matter.
I think the poll workers are in more danger than anybody.
Absolutely.
Right, given their age.
Yeah.
On average.
That is the bigger concern. Are they safe?
Right.
I'm not really
sitting
worried
there all
about
day.
Me. I mean, I can walk out of there and Lysol my hands and all that stuff and sanitizer and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
They're there all day
long. I think
long.
Brian should bring sanitizer to sanitize the one that he falls, that he, when, you know, the one he's going to put on the floor.
I haven't.
When he
I've
picks
only done
it up.
That once.
Boy, how many times have you voted and not ruined a polling
every
station?
Every time, except the one time.
One time.
He just got, just got all funhouse on everybody.
Yeah. That...
I'm thinking of the banana splits coming into vote.
You know, I was at Target Sparky. Over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I was getting, I saw they had hand soap.
Uh-huh.
I thought, I'll get a couple of these, you know.
You mean, like dispensers, this like at the sink?
Yeah,
right.
Antibacterial soap. I saw them and I thought, oh, I got two.
What flavor was it?
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Lavender,
I didn't care.
Watermelon,
I didn't,
coronavirus.
Yeah, I did. I probably.
Chamomile.
Pond.
Pond. Do you smell, what is
a pond.
Yeah.
Something's kind of fishy.
I didn't even look. I didn't care. It was just, it's soap. That's all it's antibacterial soap, and I thought I should get a couple
was
of these.
Was it white?
It was clear, I think.
Clear?
Clear. It may have had a light color to it.
I was looking and couldn't find any.
I can check when I get home today and call you.
Okay.
All right.
Call, though.
Call.
Okay.
Why not text?
I just said I like the spoken word when we were talking to Tim. I like to call people.
But
I like
that's
the spoken word.
Okay.
So I was getting a couple of those. Okay, and this isn't quite up there with having an entire polling station collapse when you're voting.
But it was
embarrassing enough.
Booth.
It was embarrassing enough. I was getting soap, and they had this little placard sticking out. I don't even know what it said from the shelf. You know, it's like clipped on the shelf, and it sticks out a little
There's
bit.
There's a lot of those lately.
It's just a little cardboard thing in there.
Yeah, telling
and
us
I'm
about
reaching
stuff.
For the soap, and I hit it with my elbow or my hand or something like that, and it's on the floor, and then I dropped one of the soaps, and there's all these other shoppers around me, and all I could say was, I'm just a yard sale here.
You announced that to them.
Well, you have to say something. You can't...
Did you get a giggle?
No, you don't. You can just...
Said the guy who
curse
dropped
yourself.
Said the guy who dropped what, a jar of mayonnaise or salsa?
Really? At a voting booth?
No.
Jar of mayonnaise.
Grocery store, right?
Grocery store.
Yeah.
Oh, that would suck.
The store that I used to go to before they abandoned it, and now I've been chased out of their parking lot.
You have?
Yeah, by some dark ops.
Oh.
Yeah. He got rolled up on by a black SUV.
I heard part of the story and didn't know it was his
workout
place.
They didn't say anything to you, right?
No, nothing.
They didn't have to, though, because you got the message.
Why would they drive slowly behind
me? Right. That's the message.
If they wanted to just drive around the parking lot, they could have turned in the parking lot, turned a hard left.
Sure, and waved. How you doing?
Other end of the parking lot, the exit that they went out of eventually.
You need to go back. You need to go one more time and see what they're going to say to you. If they actually say, you can't walk here, then I think you could stop walking there. But don't you think, you didn't do anything? It's just an empty lot.
Well, I could be all hick on them and go, it ain't posted, man. I don't see any no trespassing signs.
Is there any yellow tape over the...
No.
Any equipment in the parking lot?
No, but I have seen equipment parked there, like gas company trucks, and you know, when they're putting lines down,
right,
or they staged there for the 4th of July
right.
parade.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I would just give it one more time.
So you weren't crawling on any equipment or poking in or looking into anything?
Climbing
or
on light poles?
Right.
No, I wasn't.
Right. Okay.
Anything. I was walking.
I just want to be clear. I was sure you weren't, but I think I just need to get it on the record.
Sure.
You know, like in court.
Like, this is the record.
It is for grievances, outbursts, tantrums.
We settle a lot of things here.
Mm-hmm.
I got rolled up on. I don't know what it was.
All right.
I just can't believe they would roll up on you but really not say anything to you, you know?
I was expecting the window go down and someone say, what are you doing here?
Or you can't be here. You know, just state
okay.
it. You know,
that
just...
If they would have said you can't be here, I would have walked straight to my truck and left.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Right.
I wouldn't have even said anything.
Yeah, I know how you operate. You would have turned hard.
You'd have been really gruff,
You'd have turned hard.
I might have even waved them out of the way. Yeah. Well, then get going.
Company, left.
Yeah. No, I know how you would have handled that. You would have turned as fast as you could and headed for your vehicle, vacating the premises.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a word would be said. And then he just left.
I would have said a whole bunch of stuff like, oh, okay, well, I figured because it's an empty lot, I could just walk here. Because I'm walking. I'm just walking here. I'm just walking. Who else is here? I'm not in traffic. There is no traffic.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
No, I know you wouldn't. You'd just leave. That's their punishment.
No hand wave?
He just left.
They don't get what they want.
Right. Fine. Then I'm gone. They get it out of me and Carrie, not out of you.
No.
I would just want
a little more, you know, what's the deal? I just want a little, if you're going to roll up and talk to me, well, then let's talk.
And then they go, what are you, a wise guy?